I'm Charles Lovejoy from the Smithsonian Church of Christ. We're glad to come to your home this morning with the Word of God. This morning we'll be looking at a scripture from the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 57, going down to verse 62. And the reading is as thus. And it came to pass that as they went on their way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee, whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my Father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And unto another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. But let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at my home, at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. From this particular scripture this morning, we've chosen as a subject, Follow me. Follow me. Notice now, Jesus said unto him, Come and follow me. And he gives them some good instructions there. He said, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And one said unto him, Follow me, but he said, Suffer me first to go and bury my Father. Truly, the man had another reason, and that was to go and bury his Father. And then he wanted to follow Jesus. Sometimes we, in our life, we put priority things before Christ and before the church. It's so important that we understand here, I think, that the message is we need to be willing to follow Jesus at all costs, you see. And one said, Lord, I'll follow thee first. Let me go to my house and bid my family farewell. We need to understand that we need to follow Jesus, you see. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. We must be willing to put God and Christ and the church first in our life. And follow him. We must be willing to follow him at all costs, you see. And notice in Luke the 9th chapter in verse 23, he said unto them, If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And Jesus was letting us know that in order to follow him, there's going to be some cost involved. Some cost of discipleship. You had to give up something to follow Jesus. Sometimes we had to give up family traditions and we had to give up things of jobs and personalities and things that they put on us and draw on us, you see, in order to follow Jesus. You're going to give up something. You had to make some sacrifices to follow Jesus, you see. And I hope that today that you'll be willing to make a sacrifice to follow Jesus, you see. He said, whosoever be willing to deny himself, let him take up his cross daily. Notice he said daily. Take up his cross. A cross is not something easy to bear. We know our Lord bared his cross, but we know a cross is not easy to bear. He took the shame and the ridicule and the persecution, yet he would not quit. He kept on going to Mount Calvary, you see. They laughed at him. They poked fun at him, but yet he kept on going to Mount Calvary, you see. Jesus went all the way for us, you see. He took on the ridicule and the persecution. He took on the beatings and the laughter, yet he was willing to do the Master's will. He said, Father, I came to do thy will, you see. Jesus was willing to follow the Father's will. We must be willing to do to follow Jesus, you see. If we want to follow Jesus, you see, I believe what Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You see, we need to be willing to follow Christ. You see, now is the time to follow him. Not mama, not daddy, not sister, not brother, but follow Christ. You see, and so we need to put him first in our life and trust in him, follow him, obey him. And now is a good time to dedicate your life to him and begin at this time to say, Lord, I'm willing to follow you. No matter where everybody else goes, no matter what somebody else do, I'm willing to follow you. You see, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. He has promised us that he will stand by us no matter what. You see, he promised his disciples that I'll stand by you. I'll stand by your side. You can lean on me. You can count on me. Just follow me. You see, they went through some difficult times. The apostle Paul was beaten and he was whipped. But yet he said, I'm going all the way for Jesus. You see, he trusted in Jesus. He kept on trusting in Jesus no matter what the circumstances he came up against, no matter what trouble came up against, no matter what trials, disappointments that he had to deal with. You see, no matter what ailments he had to deal with, what suffering he had to deal with, he was willing to stand firm and follow Jesus. We must be willing to stand firm and follow Jesus all the way, church, all the way. Stand firm, be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Trust in him. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the cup that the master offers. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Come and follow Jesus. Follow his command. Obey his command. And live forever, forever and forever, according to his divine ordinance. God will lift you up. Obey the gospel of Christ. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Come and be a member of the Church of Christ and begin to follow him. Thank you.